some people will come by train. Perhaps they'll have flown over from Germany or somewhere, and then they'll come to Largs by train and then get a taxi. So yeah, you could do it like that, but most people come with a car.
Good stuff, good stuff. I mean, just as I was saying, it's Largs is quite good because you don't really need to take a transport everywhere you need to go.
No.
You can, you know, go down to the ferry, and I'm sure, I mean, bringing a car, you have got good car parking facilities there as well. I did notice that. Okay, do you have a star rating at all?
The Bell Loft is 4-star.
Oh, fantastic.
And the last visit we had for here, for the East Wing, he was almost going to give us a 4-star, but just not quite. So we've got a little bit of work.
Yeah.
Just to upgrade one or two bits, but I see. We're almost there.
Personally, I think that from being in here, it's quite a romantic sort of Scottish place to visit. And I think that if there are anything to improve, most of it, I think, is exactly what people would expect coming to stay here. So, you know, I'd try and keep the little features you've got going anyway. So I would recommend that anyway. And finally, I mean, we did say, obviously, you're in Largs, which is great for exploring Cumbria and everything else. But do you have any other sort of travelling tourists? For example, Largs is where Largs is based. Do you have any, you know, any suggestions to your visitors if they ask you about places to stay? To visit.
Well, we would send them, if they were interested, to Cumbria.
Yeah.
If they were active people, then we would suggest that they either cycle around the island or they play a game of golf.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could even do some sailing from the sports centre over there. Otherwise, there's the Cathedral of the Isles, which is a very special little place to visit. Or we would send them to Bute, perhaps, to Mount Stuart.
Yep.
And have a look at Rothsay, or send them to Arran, where they could go to Brodick Castle, visit the distillery, Arran Aromatics, or if they were active, they could go up Goat Fell, or they could play golf, or they could even cycle round the island.
I've actually done that.
Yes.
I've done that in Arran. Yes.
Yeah, quite a long way.
Yes. that's really good. I think there's so much to do. I think the base here is good for exploring the West Coast anyway. And also, just, I mean, we mentioned Largs before, but there's a lot going on this year with the Viking Festival. It's a 750-year anniversary. And there's going to be a Highland Games.
Yeah.
Obviously, we need to get a bit more information about the dates there, but we'll put that on the website. And finally, I mean, we know you've got a really good website. Can you just give us your website address for those booking online?
Yes, it's ayrshirecountryholiday.co.uk.
Fantastic. And just the last little sales pitch there. What do your rooms start at?
Well, for three nights, £360 or thereabout.
That's really good.
And so for a week, but in the low season, it'd be £515.
That's actually quite reasonable. No, that's very good. So I'll end that here, but you can read more about this blog on the website, searchscotland.org, and hopefully you'll come and visit this lovely little house here up in Largs. So I'd like to end it there. So thank you for your time, Jane, and
thank you.
Hopefully we'll bring some more people here this way, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.